Well, Jared, you're a two-time champion here at the Rocky Well, and this one a little challenging there at the end, but you gotta be pretty happy about how the weekend went.
Yeah, you know, definitely. You know, yesterday I was able to pin everybody. I think, you know, first three kids, you know, they're two of them, one of them was pretty tough. You know, I was able to, you know, outwork him and get the pin there, and then my semis match. You know, I wasn't supposed to pin him. I don't think, but I was able to hook him in a little Peterson, and it was a pretty quick call. So. Yesterday was a good day, and of course today I had this pretty tough kid. He was a freshman, yeah. So you know, I think I was able to out muscle him a little bit, and you know, other than that, probably would have been a close match, but if he wasn't a freshman.
Yeah. Well, absolutely, he's pretty phenomenal for that time for a freshman there, but he kind of had you in the down position there, almost hooked up a cradle on you and almost turned you over in the third period, and got a couple kind of maybe iffy stall calls there against you, but how were you able to kind of fend that off there in the third period?
I was gassed, you know, so it was, you know, mainly for me, I just didn't want to get turned. I wasn't too worried about escaping, and you know, the stall calls, I think one of them would have been okay, but the second time he was just sitting on my ankle and I couldn't get it out, so I think that one was a little bit crazy, but you know, I was still able to win, so you know, not getting cradled was good too.
What does it mean to, like, you know, kind of win two Rocky Welton Invitationals?
Oh no, it feels really good. You know, but it would have been pretty cool if I could get three, you know, winning it my sophomore year, but two of them, I'm really happy with that. You know, it's a really tough tournament, and being able to win it twice, you know, that's just pretty cool.